We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. On the show today, of course, I'm nosy about everybody's shenanigans over the long weekend. Also, I got a text from Kennedy's date casino guy when they went off to New York City, and it happened within the first few hours before they got out of town. We're going to find our winner for the trip to the Grammy Awards, and the guy was just awesome when he won that. And we are featuring this week, Grammy Week. This one is an artist who's actually nominated for Best New Artist of the Year, so we'll have that too. And hope you got to enjoy some time off for the three-day weekend. And with 3 days off, man, I just have so many questions about what you did this weekend. I'm going to start with you first, Kennedy.
Go on.
I know you and Casino Guy.
We did.
First weekend away. Went to New York City.
Yes. Yes. We can discuss this more in a few moments. But yeah, we had a great time. Really
yeah,
did.
I have a text message we're going to dive into in a few minutes. But just before we get into all of that, just like an overview.
We had such a good time.
Right.
Like, I think he and I could go pretty much anywhere and we would end up laughing and having a great time.
And you went and saw Hamilton?
We did. He got us tickets. I couldn't believe it.
Is that the first time you've seen it on Broadway?
On Broadway. But I mean, you know, I see it in my head every day when I go home singing it in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I got to meet Casino Guy for the first time this weekend. Ooh. What a lovely gentleman.
He really is. Yeah, we met up with Dan and Brittany after our matinees.
Right.
And or after our show anyway. I can't remember. And had a drink or two, which was nice.
Right.
And then... just like Sunday, he really wanted to watch football, so football. And then I couldn't make it to the second football game because may or may not have taken full advantage of the bottomless mimosas at the drag brunch I went to. In fact, I think I thought it was a challenge.
You and me both, sister.
You know, and I haven't had sugar like that in 2 weeks, so I was a mess.
I texted Kennedy at like 6:20 on Sunday. I was like, what are you guys doing? You want to meet up for a drink? We're free. She goes, I'm going to bed. I was like, it's 6:20.
Kennedy, if...
It had been a long... We don't just go walking around. He literally bar to bar to bar to bar. He's like, and the way you got to do it, you got to go outside, get a breath of fresh air. That's how you bar crawl. He's a professional. I thought I was merely an amateur.
I made a post on Instagram, and not long before my post, you made a post to Instagram. Yeah. And I saw these two posts, and I don't know if you know the ones I'm talking about.
I know mine. I only posted like a few, but I'm guessing when we were leaving?
No, it was the one of you putting dollar bills
at the drag
into
brunch.
Somebody's cleavage.
Yes, her name is Svetlana.
Yes.
Yeah,
she was amazing.
And then here comes my post of me and my son skiing.
Was just that the one that says God is good?
God is good.
Yeah. God is good, Carson.
I was like, we are living different weekends.
Yeah, I think yours is more fun. You win, Kennedy.
We live completely different lives, let's be honest. But that's what makes us interesting.
I just laughed when I saw that. I looked at mine, I looked at yours, I looked back at mine, I looked back at yours. I was like, this is why this works. That was so funny. Yeah, I had what I think is the worst fall I've ever had skiing.
Oh, no.
And I won't say a violent fall, but...
Violent would be somebody pushing you, I feel.
No, violent is like when you go ass over tea kettle and just...
Garage sale.
Garage sale, yard sale, whatever they call it. Right. You may remember last year when I went skiing, and this was the same crew, and I fell into the ravine.
Right.
But I just fell by accident. I wasn't skiing. I was standing still and put my pole down and didn't realize there was a ravine right there, and I fell into it, of course.
Only Carson.
So, of course, all weekend long, that's all they're talking about is me falling in the ravine last year.
Hey, look out for that ravine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Carson, remember that one time when you fell in the ravine?
Yeah, that's great. So we're skiing, and we go down this double black diamond. It's called Ripsaw.
No, thank you.
And it's...
Sounds inviting.
Yeah.
Are you at Loon?
We were at Loon.
Okay.
And it's a really challenging one, but it's the end of the day, and what I don't see is this patch of ice. And it's not just a patch of ice. It looks like a swimming pool. It's that blue, the ice. And I hit it, and my skis come out from under me, and now I am sliding down the face of Ripsaw, and... It felt like in my head I was in like some sort of time capsule, like when you're just falling and falling, falling and falling and falling, and I almost get my skis around to get up, and then I fall and I fall. Yeah, for a good like 30 seconds, I'm just sliding down the face of this sheet of ice, and I finally get my skis around and I pop back up. And I finish them out and I get to the bottom. And of course, all of my friends had stopped to watch, just watch Barrett come down, but I was behind him.
And you were way more fun to watch.
So I get to
Barrett,
the bottom.
Barrett wasn't bothered by
no,
that.
No, Barrett was fine.
Barrett goes double black diamonds?
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, and he had even warned me. He's like, hey, Dad, be careful. There's some ice right there. And I'm like, yeah, I saw
pivot,
that.
Pivot.
Yeah. So they're like, I get down to my buddies, and they're all like, well, at least you didn't fall on a ravine.
Hey, positive attitude.
I'm like, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
It's amazing you've made it this long.
How about you, Producer Dan?
I had a wonderful weekend. We had a great time. Brittany was sick all weekend, unfortunately.
I know, poor girl.
Oh, no.
So
I got her a hot toddy. I think it probably helped for an hour. But it does help.
Her first one ever. I have some audio of that.
The hot whiskey fixes everything. I don't know.
So Friday night, we went and saw a show. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Saturday, we did some touristy stuff. I went to the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island for the first time.
Isn't that awesome?
It was so cold.
It was a brisk weekend.
It was like 20 and snowy. I was like, it's great, but inside is better. And then we went to a dueling piano bar Saturday night, which
now,
was
did
fun.
You walk up inside the Statue
no,
of Liberty?
No, apparently if you want to get inside, you better book that like 3 months in advance.
Right, yeah.
And we were kind of winging this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to a dueling piano bar. Sunday, I did a studio tour at NBC Studios, which was super cool.
What?
I got to sit where they film SNL and Jimmy Fallon and Seth
Meyers.
No
way. I'm so jealous.
And at the end, they do this like interactive broadcast where everyone there has their own late night show.
Right.
So like they had someone who wants to be the host, and I was kind of like playing the back.
Why?
Because I want. Because like I don't know, someone, a kid or somebody who doesn't get a chance to do this.
Right.
So then the host comes in and then he goes, "Who wants to be the guest? You. That's the hardest one. You have to make up all your own lines."
Right. And you're like,
and
"Hey."
Everyone, I wait, and nobody raises their hand because I guess they're shy. So I was like, "I guess I'll do it then."
And then you record this?
They were supposed to email me the whole thing, and they haven't emailed me yet.
Okay. Oh wow.
So sometime this week, maybe you'll have it.
Yeah. So at the end, the page comes over and goes, "We do so many of those," and that was like the best one I've heard.
Damn. Dan's filling out job applications before he leaves.
And Brittany goes, "Are you going to tell him that you actually are a broadcaster?" Going, "No, just let me have it.
Let me have my moment."
Like, oh man, I miss my calling, huh?
Going
to TV.
And even if you do work in the industry, not everybody is good just because they're in this industry, okay?
The last thing we did is we went to a restaurant called Ninja that Kennedy brought up, and that's the whole reason we went.
Right.
And it was awesome.
Wasn't it fun?
She was terrified. Ninjas come up to you with swords the whole time you're eating.
Yeah. They're coming up behind you. Everything is served with dry ice and smoke.
She had a panic attack when we were there.
It was so fun.
She's had her back against the wall scoping out ninjas.
Overpriced as you know what, but fun.
God is good, Kennedy.
God is good.
We made it, guys.
We made it!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy went out over the weekend with Casino Guy. It was their first weekend away, and I got a text message from Casino Guy because I know him.
Mm-hmm.
You've known him longer than I have, but I've known him for
We've
a minute.
We've known him for a good long while.
Right, right. We have mutual acquaintances, Kennedy.
I mean, I feel like we met him almost our first year here.
Probably.
You and I.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, probably so. Mm-hmm. So I get this text from him at 1:23 on Friday. What time are you boarding the plane, Kennedy?
1:23 on Friday.
Holy, first aboard the flight and Kennedy having a meltdown. Someone bumped her walking down the aisle. A kid is playing a video game behind us, full volume. DEFCON 4, she can't sit still, and then there's four hands of praying.
Yeah, yeah.
So I text back my Bitmoji, laughing hysterically with tears, and then I'm going to need text from Casino Guy all weekend long, please.
Yeah, shut that one down.
Yeah, you did. Because I got none. That was it. That was the one and only.
Kennedy, none of those things seem aggressively upsetting.
Really? You weren't sitting in front of the people I was sitting in front of, Dan? Someone playing a Nintendo Switch at full volume behind you wouldn't bother you at all? I don't believe you.
I have my headphones in.
Yeah, I don't wear headphones. So, okay. So what I have for you here now, Carson, is even before we got on the airplane.
Okay.
So we're sitting at like a little, JetBlue has these lovely little tables that you can sit at and whatnot. So we're right. Sitting there and I decided that we needed to get some things out in the open first and foremost. So this is it. Window seat or aisle? Oh, it's all right, you do. Window seat or aisle?
Answer it. I don't care.
Typically, I'm a window.
You're a window. Okay. Obviously, you're not check bagger. I'm a check bagger. Do you need a breakfast every morning?
Breakfast, never.
And what time do you think you'll wake up in the morning?
Hopefully.
This is a lot of deep questions. Would you let it go?
We have never, ever, ever been away or spent more than 3 hours alone in a
bedroom. But you haven't made it out of the airport yet.
It's important to have these questions answered before you start, because then you're not asking for anything.
As a guy right now, he's going, what have I done?
Yeah.
10 p.m. a.m.
And you realize that I'll probably be up at 5.
Well,
I'm going to go down and read. I'll leave you alone. Secondly,
bring up coffee. One cream, three equal.
I'm not going to wake you up at 5 in the morning. One cream, three equal. I'll remember that around 10. Do you like the hotel room? Do you set down the air conditioning when you get in, or the heat?
Dependent on the room.
Do you like to sleep in chilliness or heatness?
Chilly.
Because I turn it up to about 78 like a sauna.
Oh,
so if I say sure, you sit in the window and I'll sit on the aisle and get my knees bumped the whole time. Will you at least put my bag up in the thing? Because the only two times I've ever done it, I knocked someone in the head and it was so embarrassing to me.
You're more than welcome to take the window.
I don't need the window.
It's a 45
I need you.
5 minute flight.
There's I only... need you to put my bag on the thing. I don't care where I sit.
There's only two seats in the
Can
room.
You put my bag in the thing?
You realize that employee from JetBlue is not going to let us off the plane anymore.
So now that we got that out of the way, we go and have...
Oh, my gosh. No wonder I got that text at 123.
It's a 45-minute flight. I don't care.
You can sit in the window, the aisle. You can fly the plane. You can sit in the bathroom for all I care.
Strap yourself to the wing. It's fine.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, we got right in there and he put on his headphones. We didn't really talk.
Really? I can't imagine why.
So anyway... I just wanted to get all of my neurosis out first, and then I wouldn't have
you
to be.
You can't spring that on people. They have to
spring
learn.
What? Do you like it hot or cold? No, it's important to know before you walk into the room.
No, but that one question is fine, but you can't spring them all.
Sure, I can. Have you met me?
Remember when that guy sent you a survey after your date and you're like, I'm out? Yeah. That was just an audio survey.
Oh, Casper. Anyway, so then we'd had a full day, and then this was. I think this was before we went to go see Hamilton, so okay. Post brunch. There you go. It's been one whole day. Your thoughts?
Apparently, you are a deep sleeper when you don't have to work. Just learned.
You guys, I got up at 10. That's.
Oh!
Can you believe that?
Oh,
how much did you have to drink the night before?
Yes. But it really wasn't. I mean, I didn't wake up hungover or anything like that. It really wasn't like that. I think I just needed the sleep.
The first question, do you sleep late or get up early? Because I wake up at 5 a.m. And then the first night you're in New York, you sleep till 10.
Indeed. Go on. That's T-E-N 10. He'd been up for 2 hours watching TV, drinking coffee, taking a shower. First.
Yes. And I do love your Dick Van Dyke pajamas.
And the look on your face now makes me think that I maybe shouldn't have said that into your voice notes.
Look, I was spent one night with you for like 3 hours and we were kind of toasty. Like, this is the first time I get to sit down. I wear pajamas to bed. I don't go naked. I'm freezing all the time.
To my credit, I did give you some sexy lingerie that I thought might make a cameo in New York City. And out came from the bathroom was Dick Van freaking Dyke.
He's thinking, you know, we're going away in a hotel. I'll get her this sexy Victoria's Secret.
Instead, she crashes early, sleeps till 10.
Comes out in some grandpa
in your
pajamas.
Your father's pajamas.
I am fun.
You're like an old man from the 50s going to bed.
You're damn right. Sorry, not sorry. So at breakfast this morning, we sat down and we were not served for a moment. Please explain.
Well, we ended up missing breakfast. We ended up settling for brunch.
Missing breakfast where? Oh, anywhere.
Someone overslept, so we didn't get down to the restaurant until after 11 a.m. Breakfast was done. The only boot they had left was they stuck baby in the corner. and then totally forgot to come over and take our order for about 35 minutes, which seemed like it infuriated you. I just thought it was a game. I would stay there for an hour if they didn't take my order, just so I could say I sat there for an hour.
So every 5 minutes, I say, it's 5 minutes. He goes, it's fine. And then it goes 10 minutes, and I say, I'm going to go say something. And what did you say?
Stand down.
Do you think our relationship will last until Monday?
No.
We are complete opposites that are coinciding.
Do you still like me?
Of course I do.
That was a really long pause.
Oh my God, you could drive a truck through that pause. Yeah,
let it breathe. Do you still like me?
Of course I do.
Well, the pause. The pause of it all. No, but we had so much fun. So much fun.
I love Casino Guy.
I do too. He got he was going to Snoop last night.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you... So he texted me around an hour and a half ago. Said, did we just get back from New York? Because it feels like a week ago. Because he's been awake for like 2 days straight.
Sorry.
He's a good man.
Do you still
man.
Like me?
Of course I do.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Grammy Awards are on Sunday, and we're trying to send somebody to the Grammy Awards as kind of our like eyes and ears, our reporters, to go to Los Angeles. It's hotel, it's airfare, and it's a pair of tickets to the show. We were fortunate to go a few years back, and it's so interesting because all of the celebrities, you know, there is a red carpet portion of it, but once you're inside the Staples Center, everybody's inside the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if a celebrity has to go to the bathroom, they pretty much go to the bathroom the same place you go to the bathroom, for the most part.
Sort of, kind of. Upstairs, yeah. Downstairs kind of a thing, but you just never know.
Exactly. Like, if you're lower level, you're going to bump into somebody, you know, at the concession stand mm-hmm. getting a glass of wine or whatever.
Right. You know, they got to get their M&M's, too.
Right.
Could see Ed Sheeran in the beer line. That kind of thing.
Maybe Post Malone in the beer line. Yeah. So, anyway, are you ready to make the call, Kennedy?
Yep.
Last week, we played Blow It for Everyone, giving a bunch of people a chance to become finalists for the trip. A lot of people blew it for everyone.
more than I had anticipated.
Right. So we ended up with how many people as finalists?
Six.
So one of those six we are going to call right now. Let me just
punch it. So good odds.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Shelly, are you ready?
Hello?
Gabe.
Yes.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
I'm doing good. I was just listening to the show.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. We're glad you're listening to the show. Now, you were one of the competitors for Blow It for Everyone. How nervous were you when you played?
Well, it was kind of a mix, actually, because at first, before you even started the game, I was very nervous. But then as the game kind of went on, I calmed down a little bit. I thought about the question, and actually I knew the answer within 2 seconds because I grew up in the 90s, and I knew that Beyonce played in Destiny's Child.
Hey, it's easy all back money. To Beyonce, baby.
I thought I was going to trip you up a little bit with that Beyonce question.
I'm glad you didn't.
Can you imagine going to the Grammy Awards, how awesome that will be?
Oh, my God, I know. I've already told my wife. She's super excited. And we've told my parents and her parents, and they're all listening to the show. So everyone's hoping and praying that we can experience this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Let's go, fam.
Well, Gabe, guess what?
What's that?
We just drew your name out of a hat. You're the grand prize winner.
You gotta be shitting. No way!
Yeah!
Yes, Gabe!
Yeah! God! I was the winner! I can't believe it. Oh my God. You guys are great. Oh my God, I can't wait to call my wife to tell her.
What's your wife's name, Gabe?
Her name is Stephanie.
Stephanie, wow.
And we're expecting our first child in July.
Stop.
Oh my gosh.
You will name
so
it Grammy.
She's gonna be
you will
really
name it Beyonce.
Yes. Yeah, she's going to be really excited because she just started the second trimester, and she should be good to go on a plane.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Probably feeling better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I can't freaking believe it.
Wow.
I thought you guys were just calling just to kind of, you know, talk to each contestant for a little bit before you guys make the drawing to try to get to know us better.
Like that. Yeah, we are sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. What'd you want to say, Dan?
I was wondering if we could call his wife on three-way. Three-way call.
Yeah, you can if you really want to.
Hello?
Stephanie.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Carson and Kennedy.
How are you?
Good. We have Gabe on the phone, and he has some bad news for you.
Okay.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Unfortunately, we didn't win.
Oh, that's okay. It was a long shot.
How are you going to mess with a pregnant woman like that? Gabe, you're the worst. Gabe actually
Wait,
won.
Are you saying we won?
Yes.
I'm just kidding, honey. I'm just kidding,
are
honey.
I
love you.
Yes, you guys are going to the Grammy Awards.
Oh, my God. Now I got to figure out what to wear.
Relatable content.
Well, congratulations to you both. We really appreciate you all listening to the show. And we're so excited for you. And we're definitely going to be checking in with you to see how the trip goes. You're going to be our eyes and ears at the Grammy Awards
this
year.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my God. That's so exciting.
All right. Hang on 1 second, okay? Hang on 1 second. There they go, Kennedy, Gabe, and Stephanie. He was going to let it ride for a minute with her.
That's my guy. He's committed to the cause. He knows a good bit when he sees one.
That is so exciting.
So Gabe and Stephanie, we're going to be checking in with them as
they
go.
They won't be able to sleep on Sunday night because we'll be calling them right when they'll be going to bed.
Of course.
they were awesome, though. I'm glad they won.
Me too. Can
you imagine, man? That is awesome. So congratulations to Gabe.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So the Grammy Awards are on Sunday. All this week is Grammy Week on the Carson and Kennedy Show.
Hey.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. A lot of times you hear about the Grammy nominees and you're like, who?
Who's that?
Here are the nominees for Best New Artist. Now you have names like Lizzo, Lil Nas X, and Billie Eilish on there, right?
Yes.
So those are all three that we know.
Yes.
But the other ones, Black Pumas.
Yes.
Who?
You're correct.
One of my favorite bands, but who?
Yes.
Rosalia.
Yes. No.
Who?
Mm-mm.
Tank and the Bangas?
Tank and the Bangas? They slap.
Yola?
Nope.
And then Maggie Rogers. You're like, who? Well, funny story. Maggie Rogers came by our studio last summer. And we sat down with her and we did like a 15 or 20 minute interview.
She was lovely.
She was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of held on to the interview because... like, nobody knew who she was. The album hadn't come out. Mm-hmm. Like, this is her song. You might have heard this one. It's called Lights On. She had a song called Alaska that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we saved the interview.
Yeah.
And we're like, what are we going to do with it? And then she gets nominated for a Grammy Award.
That's what we're going to do with it.
We're going to play it. So this is the part of the interview where she talks about kind of like the getting discovered.
Yeah.
She's in school. And guess who happens to stop by her class that day? Pharrell Williams.
I studied engineering and music production at NYU. And in my senior year of college, I was in sort of a senior level thesis class where we were just making music. And you got a bunch of studio time. And then once a week, everyone would meet and show each other some music. And it was my turn to show music during class. And I walked in and someone said, hey, put this microphone on. And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. So I walked in and there was a full camera crew in my classroom and I still kind of didn't know what was going on. And then Pharrell Williams walked in the door and we were told that there was going to be a special guest for the day. And I played a song that I was working on that wasn't finished and he reacted really strongly and really positively. And then sort of without me knowing, the video went on the internet.
We were like, hey. I did not sign a waiver.
I was just kind of like, well, it wasn't done yet. The craziest thing is that the video was put on the internet in March, and for 3 months, nothing happened.
He was emotional, though, in that viral video. I mean, you could see it moved him. It connected with him.
I don't know. It's a crazy moment to remember because it's loaded in my brain. And you know, it's this moment. It's not often where you have moments where you can feel your life change. But even in that moment, I'm not sure I knew. I was sort of like, okay, cool. I come from folk music and rock music. I'm sort of new to making pop music and working with synthesizers. This is great information that whatever I'm trying to do is working in some level. Like, yeah. I'll just keep working. And so 3 months go by, and the day I graduated from college, which is like June 1st or the end of May or something, the day I graduated from college, I was with my parents in the car with all my stuff, heading back to the Eastern Shore of Maryland, where I'm from. And I start getting all of these messages on my phone, and the video of me and Pharrell went viral the day I graduated. And suddenly, I was a college graduate with a job.
And suddenly...
Just like everybody else. Wait, no.
She's nominated for a Grammy Award.
Wow.
So when we had her in studio, she had just done Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And my son is obsessed with Saturday Night Live. And when he heard
you let him watch Saturday Night Live?
He loves that show.
I know, honey, but some of it's a little...
Well, we try and manage it as best we can. So he had a question for Maggie Rogers about SNL.
Hi, my name is Spirit, and I am 8 years old. What is it like to be on SNL in front of a million people in New York City?
Oh, my God. Only like 20 people in the audience, so...
Yeah, that's the thing is, I think so often, when I think about music, I think about creating community and bringing people together and trying to connect with people. And every performance, you're playing for the audience and all the people on the stage. You play for your bandmates, too. And for SNL, the only difference between the dress rehearsal and the final thing is that a red light on the camera turns on. Yeah. But you can't feel it. It's like there is, and there's not a synergy to that red light. What you feel is like the energy in the room. But like, I walked in there for a rehearsal on that Thursday and just immediately started crying. Because it's kind of in the realm of like dreams you don't say out loud. Things in the back of your mind were like, there's no way. I mean, Saturday Night Live. And even just the energy in that room to walk in and see my band setting up on that stage is just like, you know, in the dressing room, they have all the artist portraits and they're all hung up according to when you play. My portrait is in between Paul Simon and Lil Wayne, which maybe perfectly describes me as a person, but it's just like...
That's awesome.
It's
Who
unbelievable.
Was the host? The
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
So what's it like having Jonah Hill just be like, oh, hey, here's my new friend.
And our dressing rooms are next door, like really next to each other. He was so, so sweet. And he's done the show 5 times. Yeah. So he was just
he got the 5-time jacket.
Even during, right. Yeah. But even during dress rehearsal, you know, like one time I had finished running through Falling Water and he came up to me in full, like I had turned my back and he tapped me on the shoulder and he came on stage and he was in full like colonial dress in between skits. And he was like, that was great. Like,
what?
Okay, thanks. Jonah Hill? Cool.
All right. Again, Maggie Rogers up for Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards. Just such a wonderful spirit about her.
Such a good story, you know? Just coming from where she came from and then, like she says, bam, I'm famous. Well, she didn't say famous, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, just like she had a job is the way she explained it.
She just couldn't be more real when you meet her. Like, there's nothing fake about her. She didn't need 20 people here to do her hair. She didn't need any of that mess.
Right. Definitely go check out the album from Maggie Rogers. We got a text from the 203. The gays love Maggie Rogers, apparently. All right, last part of the interview. So she decides to go full rock star to the after party.
Yes.
I did party till very late. It was just, you know, I had so many, like I said, I lived in New York for 5 years. I went to college there, so I had so many friends around and just felt so supported with them. There was a stylist, so I was like, I'm going to do that thing where I switch outfits in the car between parties.
Yes, queen.
I was just like, I'm gonna just like check all the boxes here. So it was like, I would like 3 different outfits. The first one I wore a blue bedazzled cowboy hat, jeans, my like steel-toed boots and a like gold poofy shouldered princess dress.
That's awesome.
I was just like, I'm gonna go for it.
Let's do it.
But the best part is I walked out of the car to the SNL after party, which is a very special sentence. And there were all of these photographers, you know, the paparazzi was outside. And I guess they're really used to people being like, oh, you know, don't take my photo.
Oh, and you're
I walked
in.
Out of the van in this like princess dress and cowboy hat and was like, I've arrived. That was just like
like just completely doing it up. And they, you know,
did they not take your picture?
They took plenty of photos, but then I was like still going for it, and they were like, "We're good,
Maggie. We're done, Maggie, please."
Oh, did you want this?
Like, got hold it. On, I can like, turn this way.
We got it, Pete. Pete's coming. We got to take pictures of Pete. Pete's here.
You are my spirit animal. That is fantastic,
Maggie. It's 10 a.m. We have
oh my
family.
God,
we got to go.
Sun's up. Sun's out. We got to go.
We're good.
Wow.
There she is, Maggie Rogers,
what a joy.
Nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards. So when you see that name on Sunday, you're watching the awards show, you'll know a little bit more about her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.